Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at the Brian Dawkins Driving Impact Celebrity Golf Tournament at Penn Oaks, joined by WIP legend Billy King. It's what you're most known for, I think, is your run at WIP. Some would say one of my best hires. How you doing, man?
I'm good. I like these hours better.
Yeah. You don't have to get up so early.
Yeah, I mean, I was waking up about this time, but it was on the AM.
Yeah. How's your game out there? Are you a good golfer?
No, I have a torn rotator cuff, so I brought my son in as the reliever, so he's playing for me.
Okay. Great event, great day.
Great event. Beautiful weather.
Yeah. So, you must, being in the city where the team where you were a general manager at one point, like the 76ers.
No.
Just that you're here, and I can't imagine, like, if when I'm off for a day on this show, I don't even listen because I don't want to know what's going on. So it's sort of
we're not
like,
talking nice about you.
Yeah, usually. They're not talking nice about them. So I can just imagine you watching it with a different eye and thinking about it as having been in that situation and watching it that way. It just must be interesting for you.
It is. You know, I guess whenever you were a GM, you watch it from a lens of a GM. So it's what moves would you make, what deals would you do. So I'm always looking at not just the Sixers, but all the teams, like what deals would you do?
Yeah.
Cap-wise, guys are playing, you know, Knicks lost. I'm thinking, okay, what are they going to do to get better?
Yeah.
Sixers lost. What are they going to do to get better? That's the, I guess, the curse of being a GM.
Yeah.
Is that that part never leaves you. Cause, and even as a coach, former coach, I'm watching it when there's a timeout, end of the game, what play could they run? You know, so you're always thinking of it that way, not like the pleasure of just watching it.
Well, the NBA is so much different, I think, than the other sports because that one player is so important.
Yeah.
And even if that player is imperfect for one reason or another, it's still better than not having that player. So, you know, you dealt with Allen as a general manager here. Morey is dealing with Embiid, imperfect in different ways, but both imperfect. What is it like, I guess, to have to build around a player that might be unpredictable, you know, might not be the easiest to figure out?
Well, I think every team – Pat Riley told me this years ago when we had Allen. He goes, every team has things that they go through with their best player, their star. Some of it is not as public as Allen was, but some of it – but everybody goes through situations. It's how you manage it, how you deal with it. But every team has those situations that they're dealing with, and you try to build a team so if that player is injured or not available to play, that they can continue to play and win without him. You're never going to win for a long period without your best player, but if you can build a team that can be competitive and play hard every night, give yourself a chance to win in those games, that's what you strive to do.
Yeah, Billy.
Uh-oh.
Spike.
Oh, boy.
He likes to say he's like a basketball guy, right?
Yeah.
I mean, do you see it? I mean, like, when you talk to him, or do you think you're talking to a good hoopman?
He's passionate.
He's passionate.
Oh,
that's
wow.
A good way to put it.
That's a good
way to put it.
And the reason I say he's passionate because of the fact that he watches it, he studies it, and there's some people out there that are Sixer fans, and they may not be as passionate, so they don't listen and talk to different people, get all the nuance. And so when I say passion, that's not a dig. It's just that I think Spike will talk to people within this organization, and he will read maybe more things than you. Maybe you may do it with baseball with the Phillies,
sure,
you know, but I think that's more his passion is the Sixers.
Yes.
He's a sports fan, but I think his passion is there. So when you're passionate something about it, you tend to dig deeper and learn more about it, just like you do with the Phillies.
That's right.
Yeah, that was nice.
That was eloquent. Yeah. That was beautiful.
Yeah, here comes the follow-up.
Yes, it is a follow-up. Has he thanked you enough for, because you acquired Ricky Sanchez, or you?
I did. Well, he was thrown into the deal. When we traded Allen, the previous GM in Denver had gotten Ricky Sanchez, drafted him, and promised their GM, the late Dan Fagan, that he will bring him over and sign him. Well, that GM was gone, and the new GM didn't want to adhere to that, so he asked me, can you just take Ricky Sanchez and deal? I said, all right, I'll take his rights. So we took his rights, and then his agent called me, Dan Fagan, and said, did they tell you to promise that they were going to bring him in and pay him? I go, no. He goes, well, are you going to do it? I go, no, we're not going to do it either.
That's amazing.
And I don't think he ever played in the NBA.
No. Yeah. So that's how he got here. I don't know how you end up naming your podcast after
They traded his rights for Sam Young, who was from Memphis.
Oh, the Pitt guy.
And we were just like looking on the list of transactions, and we was like, oh, that would be a funny name. And that was it. That was it. Yeah, not like a particular passion for the player. It was just a transaction.
And you'd be amazed. There are a lot of guys like that that get traded constantly because they're, you know, we need somebody to take the rights. Because the agent's probably begging you to sign him or bring him over from Europe. So you're like, if I can get rid of that, I don't have to deal with the agent anymore.
Yeah. So Sixers are in a tough spot.
Yeah.
I guess you look and you say, okay, if this guy's healthy, then we have a shot. But he's never healthy. Like, at what point, I guess, when you're running a franchise, do you say, I can't live like this anymore? Do you know what I mean? Like, because mathematically, I would say, well, even if they only have a 5% chance of him being healthy, it's a better chance than whatever else they're going to do. But that's still tough to live with.
Well, the hardest thing is knowing when Joel is healthy, he's one of the best players in the league. And everybody's gonna say, well, he's never healthy. But the thing about it is, when you trade him, you're not the player or the players you're gonna get back. You're never gonna equal value. And the fact is, you may get players that maybe in those 15, 20 games, at the 50 games that Joel will play, they're never gonna equal to that. I think they've got to get more. They've got to get more athletic around Joel as much as possible. I think if you're watching Oklahoma City, you're watching Indiana, you watch Boston. I think you need as many 6'8" athletes as possible to be able to compete in this league, because the game has changed where the power player down low is not as dominant, and the game is try to create mismatches by running pick and rolls, and so you got to have 7-footers or 6'10" guys that can guard when you do switch.
Yeah.
So I think you need as many 6'8", 6'9" athletes to be able to compete in this era of NBA. And the shooting, everybody shoots three. So if a guy's a 30% three-point shooter, it's pretty good in this league. But I think you've got to just have as many long, athletic bodies as possible to be competitive.
What do you think about Ace Bailey? He seems like he's a hot topic here, obviously, because he's the third pick in the draft. What do you think about him?
I think he has a chance to be a very good player. I don't know if it'll be in the window of Joel Embiid and Paul George.
Okay,
that's where if you're sitting there as a organization, do you draft him because he's the best player for you for the now and the future, or do you move him to get something to try to win with Joel in this window?
It's the most difficult thing is trying to do something. That pick is a great asset, right? But to be in the middle where they sort of seem like you don't want to go all out and trade the opportunity for a young player for now. But then, if you don't, it's almost like you're wasting it because the kid's never going to play here anyway.
Yeah.
You know,
so that's the difficult part. I mean, I know Daryl. They're going to listen to every offer, and people are going to make, and he's going to be as creative as possible. I think there will be a lot of movement, just because I think a lot of teams are in the same position. You've got Dallas, you know, Boston, even with Tatum being injured. What do they do? I mean, there are a lot of teams. Sacramento, they are looking at it. How do we Chicago? How do we become better? Because they're all looking at that window. We've got to try to win. Some want to get in the playoffs. Some want to try to get further than they did in the first round. Some don't want to be in the play-in, Atlanta, for example. So I think that will create a lot of movement, just because I think there's a lot of uncertainty in the league. There are a lot of teams that everybody knows that Indiana, you know, Boston, if healthy, they'll be good. And you know the teams are going to be good in the East. Then there are a lot of teams that are uncertain. So when there's a lot of teams uncertain, that creates a lot of movement.
The one guy I'm really fascinated with, it's probably more of a trade down option, but it's the Duke kid, Knipple. I mean, how do you think his fit would be on this team, and would he maybe an interesting option as a trade down guy?
Opinion will be biased. This opinion will be biased.
No, but think about, you have Duke shirt on.
But how many Duke guys did I ever have in my career?
That's a good point. It's not like you run around, you know, acquiring Duke guys. Yeah.
You weren't the Chip Kelly of GM.
I love Khan. I think he's an unbelievable shooter. I think he's a four in this league, mismatch four. So on this team, he'd be great because he can shoot the ball. Defensively, he'll try and give you effort. I think he's a bigger Cal Korver version of a defensive player, better rebounder probably than Cal. Shooting-wise, I think he has a chance to be just as good because I think he's a really good shooter. And I think he's ready to play, more ready to play right now too.
Well, and while we're asking, what Malawak, is that how we say his last name? The center on Duke.
I think his upside is tremendous. I don't think he's going to be a guy that's going to come in and be a dominant player next year, but I think he has a tremendous upside because I think he will be a very good player in this league.
Would be an interesting pick if the Sixers were to go and take a center.
Yeah.
You know?
That tells you what they're thinking about doing right there.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Billy. We appreciate your time, man.
Here comes your partner.
Oh, there he is. Oh, we haven't seen him all day.
Are you coming on or?
Yeah.
They told me I couldn't come on. It's
like Reese.
Billy right, King.
Thank you.
Thank you, Billy. BK. Appreciate you, man.
I'm out here playing with BK and his son.
Oh, nice. Oh. Yeah. How's that going?
There he is, Ike Reese.
What's up, fellas?
Oh, the show, the ratings just went through the roof.
The delegation back today. Yeah. They've been
all right. Corey called.
Yeah, we got Corey.
That's about it.
Yeah.
Everyone else took the day off.
Yep.
Light up those phone lines.
What's up, fellas?
So how you shooting out there, man? No.
Of course it's tough, man.
Oh, yeah. That's what Jack said.
Yeah, it's tight, man. It's not, it doesn't suit my game.
No?
No, I need it to be open.
Right.
I need more room for left and right shots.
You
man.
Do. Yeah, you do.
This course requires you to hit the ball straight too much. Yeah.
The Ike slice.
Yes. Ike slice. I need that out here, man.
Now, Trot said he's working on his swing. All these guys are really
listen.
It's actually insulting. Mike Quick's like, I'm not even playing well. Oh, I'm sure, Mike.
Oh, yeah. Nobody believes him.
Yeah,
yes,
I'm sure you're playing horrible. Well. Yeah.
Yes. Now, Trot, I don't know about him. Used to be able to play. I don't know what he's doing nowadays.
He says he's in between swings. Yeah, he says he's working on a swing.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Working on a swing. Yeah. Awesome.
He was dead serious, too.
He takes it serious. I saw BG out here shanking the ball everywhere.
Yeah. Now he's got time. Now he's got to get good.
And that's what I told him.
No excuse now.
I said, welcome to retirement, brother. Yeah, this is us.
Oh, now, if he's hitting balls, I guess he's – because didn't he tear his tricep again?
He did.
Oh.
Well, yeah. That's a mystery injury.
It's like a LeBron injury.
Yes.
Yeah.
Why don't you bring him on and grill him about it?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Sounds fishy.
What do you guys have on today?
Oh, man. We had Trot.
Okay.
We had Mickey Morandini, Mike Quick.
Mm-hmm. At the same time?
Yeah. How did they get on the same team is what I want to know.
Is Mickey good?
Yeah.
Oh.
Of course he is, yes. Yo, you baseball players, man. You guys get the ball, man.
Yeah, that seems like BS, yes, actually.
Exactly.
Billy King, am I missing anybody else? No, that was it, right?
Me and BK together. He teed off on the first hole, hit it in the woods. I ain't seen him pick up a club since.
Said he has a torn rotator.
Yeah.
Everybody's got an excuse.
Brandon Graham has a torn tricep. Yeah. Sure. Yeah, sure.
See? Everyone's got an excuse.
I don't make excuses for my bad play.
No.
Just accept it.
And last night apparently went great, right? The auction.
Yeah, the auction went pretty good, man. Yeah, raised a lot of money.
Yep.
You didn't sing this time.
I did not sing.
But you were into it, some of the videos I saw.
Yeah, you know what? When the prices kept going up, we had a couple of bidders, man.
Oh yeah.
I mean, hey, they started off at 5,000.
Oh,
and
man.
10,000. Yeah, I was like, oh, my goodness. So, yeah, we had one guy. He could have basically bought every auction item.
Dude.
He was nice enough to let somebody else win.
There is something about live auctions
yeah.
that Val knows. My wife knows. If I'm at a charity thing and there's a live auction, you got to get me out of the room because I will.
You will raise your hand.
Well, because what will happen is I'll raise my hand early in something. I'll think, hey, this, if I get it for this, what a great deal. But then somebody will bid me, and I go, I don't want to lose. And then all of a sudden, you know, then she's like begging, stop, stop. Yeah, that's how it does. No, it gets competitive.
Got up there last night, too. Yeah, it got up pretty good.
Yeah.
Pause.
Yep.
I know Jack's ready to go
with
that one.
I was wondering where you're going.
Yeah.
Seemed like my invite got lost in the mail.
Yeah, you know what? I worked on it, though, man. I worked on
Look
it.
Look at how he dressed. He dressed all dressed
he
up.
He dressed ready to play, dude. Yeah.
Dude, I brought my clubs, too. I didn't know if I needed to sneak in. Just in case.
Dude, I saw him walk up, and it's like his hat matches his shirt. Yes. His shirt's tucked in.
Yeah, he's ready to go.
Oh, he was ready
to go. You
got to
go tucked in shirt at a private club. Like,
oh, really?
Like Penn Oaks.
Yeah.
Okay. Simply perfect.
Did he tell you this is his old course?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what he said.
His old course.
Yeah.
He used to smoke houses.
Yeah, he got a picture of Jack in there on the wall.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, wanted. Yeah, it's a wanted poster. It must be cool. I think it's great when you are around your old teammates. I like watching you guys together because, and we asked Trot about it, as you get older, do you appreciate these things even more? And you must, right?
Yes.
Because I said to Jack earlier, when you guys are lucky in that once, for most people, once you graduate college, mm-hmm. that's the end of being around your boys all the time,
yeah.
You know, but
yeah.
You guys had a career that allowed you to have those things. And I just think it's great to see you guys, you know, interacting and still so close after all these years.
Yeah, man. And we appreciate it. We appreciate, you know, having these type of events that allows us to come out and be around each other. I remember when Dalk was first talking about doing it and, you know, worried about whether or not it would be successful in getting guys to come back here. I'm like, dude, you're Brian Dawkins.
Yes, sir.
We're gonna come. Yeah. If you're asking, we're coming.
Yeah.
So, and it's great to see. The great thing is, I think this is the fifth year, and I see a lot of the players that come every year. So those guys are coming back, and then we are adding new guys every year that's coming. Y'all see Carlos? Los Emmons is here.
Emmons
is out here hacking up the golf course everywhere. But I've been trying to get him to back up here for the last couple of years. And Taquio Spikes, they're close friends. So, and Taquio comes every year. People forget Taquio Spikes played for the Eagles.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, he has that video.
Yeah, the 1 year he played.
I was going to say 2 years. Was it one?
It was 1 year. 2007.
Unbelievable neck. Like, it's a huge neck.
Right, with the traps. Yeah. You got the traps on the shoulder, man.
Well, the video of the, because there's an NFL Films thing about Doc, and they asked Taquio Spikes, and Taquio Spikes tells a story about how Doc has told him, I'm going to take his soul. Such a difference maker.
And Doc out here looking like he can still play.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Well, Carlos Emmons was the one that got hurt right before that's why he started the Packers game, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was our defensive MVP of 03. So a lot of people don't remember that. He was our defensive MVP of the team and broke his leg in the second-to-last game against the 49ers. I basically had to go in and start for him the last couple of games and then into the playoffs. Yep. That would have been him to Najee Davenport. He wouldn't have had as much success.
No, nah, I don't think so.
Yeah, I know that's where you wanted to go.
No, I was.
Yeah, you wanted to go there.
Yeah. They're really starting to go after Ike Reese now and drop.
That clip would not exist.
Yeah. But also, you sacked Brett Favre.
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah. You finally brought that up.
Yeah, people don't talk about that enough.
You don't talk about it.
Yes.
Yeah, I noticed that clip isn't loaded.
Yeah, you
don't
play that clip very often.
Yeah.
Nope. No, I mean, you were a free edge rusher. You didn't even get blocked.
There's a lot of Marcus Smith sacks. Yeah. Nobody blocks you, Bryce Huff. It's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
So I know you're not officially working today, but Phils get swept.
Holy cow.
And you
panic
were
button.
You were on the, you know, you're in.
Yeah.
Did it shake you at all?
Yeah, no, I'm still in.
Okay.
No, I'm still in.
It didn't shake you?
It did. Listen, of course it did.
Okay,
yes.
All right. There we go.
Of course, they put 17 up Saturday. I can't believe I sat there and watched all of that.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, and I had nothing else going on. I was like, how many runs can they score?
I was raining here all weekend, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Well, 17-7, I thought I was watching an Eagles game.
Yeah.
So, no, yeah, that was a tough series to get through. Jack and I were saying this Friday. They just, when Bryce is not in the lineup, it just has a different feeling to it. I don't know why that is. It just has a different feeling. The game seems a little flatter, and that's how they kind of played all weekend.
They did.
Like they were playing sort of uninspired. And I know Milwaukee's a solid team. They shouldn't have came in here and did what they did to us this weekend, though. No. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Well, they just looked sloppy. And here's the reason the uninspired thing sort of bothers me in this respect, is that when you have your best guy, all right, I actually need a little more out of you.
Right.
You know, I don't need you looking like you're
woe is me.
Yeah, again, this is not the NBA. Like when your best player is out, you guys are all pretty good.
Yeah.
If you guys could dial in a little bit, but it seemed like it was the opposite of
them. I think if they knew Bryce was going to miss an extended period of time, they probably would have done that. It's the uncertainty. Is he going to be
there?
Yeah,
it was there.
Like, when they went on the run in 22, they knew he was out for a couple months.
Right.
So maybe that makes it – like, when you know the guy's not going to be there. It's like when Carson went down. Like, when Carson went down, they knew –
you know he's out, not coming back.
Yep. Now, the other big news from the day, are you ready to press the panic button on this Eagles season with Saquon Barkley being on the cover of Madden?
Yeah, it is
bad. Saquon's on the cover of Madden?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That came out today?
Yeah. Yep. He posted a video of the photo shoot, and he's backwards.
Of course. Backwards hurdle.
Hurdling over
there. That has to be CGI.
Him hanging in the air mid-jump, I think, was CGI. I don't know if the jump totally was CGI.
We actually saw him do it in person.
Yeah, but he did it. But the
when you watch the video, you're like, oh, wait a minute.
He's floating.
Yeah, that doesn't look right.
Okay.
He's floating.
But I don't like Saquon being on the cover of Madden.
Yeah.
The last Eagle to be on there, Ike, Donovan in 06.
Donovan, yeah.
What happened in Donovan in 06?
Yeah.
Tore his ACL.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's...
Yeah, believe me.
Madden curse is real.
I hear you. It is. But you know what?
Oh, God.
Doesn't apply to us.
Never does.
There it is.
It's time to go back to back, BK. We go back to back. They don't want to let me go. Like, they want to hold me here for another, another segment.
Well, he's not helping anyone out there. I mean, he actually is doing more.
Definitely
here.
Not helping the team for sure. Yeah, that's for sure.
Are we pouring one out for Ronald Darby? He announced his retirement today.
Ron Darby did?
Yeah.
Didn't know he's still playing.
Super Bowl champion? Ron Darby?
That is Super Bowl champ.
That's right, man.
Yep.
Put some respect on Ron Darby's name.
He'll be here next year.
Okay, if he gave up 600 yards in that game against the Patriots.
Him and Mills.
Oh,
all right, man. Buddy, go hack
you guys
it up.
Enjoying this thing, man?
Yeah, we're having a good
time.
It's beautiful out.
It's pretty cool. Did y'all get Dalk on?
He was on midday show.
Midday show.
He's already on the midday show?
Yeah.
That's a no-no.
Yeah, well, look. You got to talk,
That's a no-no. I'm going to start complaining. Yeah,
all right,
Dalk comes on this show.
Thank
not the damn midday show.
Especially if you're going to be the auction guy for free.
Exactly, yes. Especially if I'm raising $100,000.
Yeah, I didn't see Giglio out there raising $100,000, or Hugh for that matter.
Exactly.
Well, Giglio couldn't motivate anyone to make a sandwich.
Yeah, come on.
All right, fellas.
All right.
I'm going to go out here and do you proud.
All right.
I'll be back.
All right.
But you guys will still be on here when I come back.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, we'll be here. Yeah, we're here in a sec.
Yep. Thanks for the invite.
All right, All right, we are at the Brian Dawkins Driving Impact Celebrity Golf Tournament. We're at Penn Oaks. Coming up next, we put off High Hopes Jackie Baseball. We'll do that next.
Briefly interrupted.
We will talk. By the way, the Saquon thing is a problem.
It's a huge problem.
Saquon being on the cover of Madden is a disaster.
Yeah, this feels like a 10-win year.
10-win, if we're lucky, yeah. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.